Hi, this is Donna with the Waldorf Connection, and welcome to day 11 of our homeschool tips. And today's tip is get support. So we may think that we're out here all alone and we have to do this all by ourselves. And I want to say that you certainly can do it that way, but it is a lot harder, and it's a lonely road if you're trying to do this by yourself. So you may already be the odd one on the block and your family who's homeschooling, and not only that, but you're choosing to do Waldorf homeschooling, which is, you know, again, sort of that, you know, even odder one in the homeschooling realm. You know, depending on where you are and what kind of people are around you, I know where I am, people don't even know what that is. So I'm sort of like the one over here doing something a little bit odder than odd. And it can be hard because we start to second guess our decisions and are we doing the right thing and maybe this we shouldn't do it this way and nobody knows what you're talking about. And it's really hard to kind of homeschool in that vacuum with no one to reinforce and encourage you and say, yes, this is what you need to be doing and you're doing it correctly. You just, you know, this, you just have faith and have patience and to kind of help, you know, kind of pick you back up or answer your questions when you get stuck. Because let's face it, I mean, unless you're a trained Waldorf teacher, you don't have all the answers, and you need encouragement. You need things answered. You need to say, I'm not quite sure what you mean by that. And having someone to help you who's been there before, who's, you know, a few years ahead of where you are, that can say, oh yeah, here, you just do it like this. You know, it's so much easier than you just like banging your head against the wall trying to figure it all out by yourself. So there are several places you can get support. If you have a friend or there's a small, you know, group or a group in your area, I mean, that would be the ideal. You know, to have other Waldorf families to meet with, whether that's on a weekly playgroup kind of basis or just meeting monthly, doing festivals together. I've heard of moms doing like handwork groups, singing groups, you know, just getting the kids together for some kind of a co-op and swapping, teaching different courses in the Waldorf curriculum. But having some friends that you can just talk about things and they totally understand what you're saying is so helpful, and it's really, really valuable. And I want to just get that. It's really hard when you don't have someone to kind of bounce ideas around and just go, okay, yes, I'm not the only one doing this. So if you can find some friends, there are some groups online, some of the Yahoo groups. You can get questions answered. I know in those early days, those Yahoo groups were one of my lifelines. And if I hadn't had, at least knowing there was other people out there and getting some questions answering, seeing there was other people, I don't know that I would have stuck with doing Waldorf. So that's another place to find online. And having a mentor even, someone who is either a Waldorf teacher, a veteran homeschool mom, someone who you can kind of look up to and say, here, I just need to get some help, and can you guide me along the way? You know, and then just having, like I said, some kind of a group where you kind of can mingle. I know in some of my courses we've done a Facebook group so that you know, the people who are going through like the Waldorf Homeschool U are in a group together and they're all on Facebook answering questions to each other, asking about recipes and this and that, and it kind of creates this great camaraderie and it allows you to just have some other feedback, you know, like I said, and just really get to know some of the other moms who are going through the same things as you are. So there are places out there. You may have to look. You may have to, you know, if you're in an area that's not Waldorf friendly, you know, you may have to look and find some others like-minded people. You know, maybe look around and find out, you know, where they can hang out, perhaps at the local organic market, yoga studio, if there's any morning garden around, you know, contact some of the moms in there and try to form your own group if there isn't a group. But just having a few key people there to support you makes all the difference. It's just you wouldn't, start a new career without having some kind of training and someone to help you, to show you the ropes. It's the same thing with this. You can try to figure it all out, and you can do it. It just takes a lot of energy and a lot of time, and someone there to guide you and help you can answer your questions and say, oh, no, don't bother with that. Do this over here a lot easier, and give you those shortcuts will make things a lot easier. So wherever you are, and if you have questions, you can go ahead and make comments on the page here about support. I would surely love to answer any of those for you. And until next time, bye-bye.